Buddha's instructions on how to do right concentration are actually found in his descriptions of right mindfulness. The description of right concentration basically tells you the different levels you get into and what they're like, what characterizes them, so you can recognize them when you reach them. But how to get there is described in right mindfulness. You keep one thing in mind, you keep track of one thing, in this case, the body in and of itself. What that means is you take the body not in terms of its role in the world, how it looks, what strength it has to do jobs in the world, but simply the fact of having a body right here. And you can take one aspect of that, which is the breath. At the same time, you put aside any thoughts of greed or distress with reference to the world. So those are two things, keeping the focus, then protecting it by cutting away anything that would disturb that focus. And you bring three qualities of mind to this. Mindfulness itself, which is the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, watching what you're doing while you're doing it, watching the results as they come. And then ardency, the desire to do this well. Now the Buddha says that concentration is a perception attainment. In other words, you have to hold on to a certain perception of your theme. In fact, all the levels of concentration up through the dimension of nothingness have to depend on a perception. And that starts with the practice of mindfulness itself. You need to have a mental image of what the breath is as you keep it in mind. So you can keep telling yourself, stay with this, stay with this. You want to have a pretty clear notion of what this is. Then as you're alert, you're looking to see what this is doing. And then with ardency, you compare it with what it's doing, with what you want it to be. You try to make up the lack wherever there's a lack, or to maintain what's good where it's good. So all this depends on a perception. So what is your perception of the breath? For many of us, it's the air coming in and out through the nose, going down into the lungs. That perception inclines you to think of the breath as being something contained in the solid and liquid parts of the body. The lungs are like bags that inflate and deflate. And the breath is the air that comes in and out. But when the Buddha describes breath, or the in and out breathing, he doesn't include it under tactile sensations of the body. He includes it under the elements of the body. The properties of the body, the Pali word is dhatu. And those are properties that permeate the whole body. So breath is one of the things that permeates the body. Think of that. Try to hold that perception in mind. Because one of the steps in breath meditation, or mindfulness of breathing, is to be sensitive to feelings and perceptions as they influence the mind. And then try to calm that influence down. So what perception of the breath would be most calming? Which would allow you to get the mind into concentration. But remember, concentration is a whole body awareness, steady, in which you allow feelings of pleasure to permeate the whole body. This is one of the reasons why the Buddha talks about the breathing as a whole body process, because the air coming in and out through the nose doesn't have many variations that would allow you to say that it's comfortable or not. But the breathing, say as you feel it in the torso, as you feel the energy throughout the different parts of the body, that can be made very comfortable. That's exactly what you want to do. You want a good physical feeling of pleasure. Some people say when the Buddha talks about pleasure and concentration, it's a purely mental pleasure. But then when the Buddha says it permeates the body, mental pleasures don't permeate the body. Physical pleasures do. So think breath as a whole body awareness. And it's not contained by the physical body or the body of the solid parts or the liquid parts. It surrounds them. You're sitting in breath right now. Your whole body, your whole awareness is surrounded by breath. Think of that. Hold that image in mind. And what's doing the breathing? It's not the solid parts, it's not the liquid parts, it's the breath. So it's breath, breathing, breath. Hold that image in mind. And be aware of how it feels. That's another strange interpretation you sometimes hear, which is that when you're doing breath meditation, you're simply focused on the perception of breathing, but not the actual physical sensation. If you're focused on the physical sensation, it would put you in another type of meditation. But that's drawing artificial lines. After all, your state of concentration is going to have feelings of pleasure throughout the body. You've got to feel the breath, in addition to having a perception. And how are you going to test which perception is best for the feeling unless you're aware of both? So try to be aware of both. The perception you're holding in mind, perception that you are alert to, and the perception that you're using in order to make this go well. How can you refine that perception? What alternative perceptions can you use? One I'd like to use is that every cell in the body is breathing in, breathing out. And it's all surrounded by this cloud of breath energy. John Lee talks about this in some of his writings. The breath around the body. And for people who have trouble getting over feelings of tension or tightness, in, say, in the head or in the chest as they breathe, well, then think of the breath energy surrounding the head. There are channels opening up and the head going to that cloud of energy around you. Same with the torso, same with any place in the body where there seems to be a blockage. Allow this surrounding breath to permeate everything. As for the solid parts of the body, think of them as being like a sponge. You have pores in your skin. There's spaces between the molecules, spaces between the atoms. So there are plenty of spaces for the breath to move around. As for getting the breath to flow in different parts of the body or to go longer or shorter, deeper, more shallow, try to use a perception. Don't force these things. Don't tighten up around the breath. Just force it. Don't squeeze the bag. Just think. Hold the perception in mind. The breath will grow longer, smoother, more energizing if you want energy, more relaxing if you want to relax. Let the perceptions do the work. Allow the breath to breathe the breath. It's when you have a good perception like this that it gets easier to concentrate. As for any other thoughts that might come through the mind, just let them go through that cloud of energy, in and out, in and out. Don't grab hold of them, don't push them away. If they can come in, they can go out. You simply don't have to pay any attention to them. As for the various stages of concentration you'll go through, you don't have to anticipate them. Simply know that there will come a point where you're investigating this perception of the breath, you're investigating which way of breathing is best, making adjustments. There'll come a point where you don't need to make any more adjustments. There's a sense that the breath energy fills the whole body. And John Fuang's image is of a big jar of water. You can fill it up, finally we get it full. You can add more water, but the jar can't hold anymore. There comes a point where the adjustments are no longer necessary. They don't add anything new or good to the breath. That's when you just settle down with what you've got. Then the job is to maintain what you've got. Part of the mind will say, when do I move on to insight? Or when do I get something else beside this? The good things come by being here and really get to know the spot. the advancement in the meditation comes from becoming more and more sensitive to what you've got already. Once you've made it good, maintain it. And in maintaining it, you get more and more sensitive to what feels good. And there'll be some slight adjustments here and there. But there'll be more and more sense that you can settle in. At first, you're not willing to settle totally into the body, because you know there are pains here and there. You felt them in the past. But as things feel more and more comfortable all around, it's easier to totally settle in to this cloud of breath energy. So see what happens when you do, when you maintain that and get more sensitive. The description of right concentration talks about different levels of jhana. But you don't need to know those descriptions beforehand. Just see what happens as you settle in and get more sensitive, holding this perception in mind, becoming more and more convinced that, yes, this is the way the breath really is. It's not the muscles causing the breath to come in. It's the breath that causes those muscles to move. It's not the case that the earth element or the water element, the solidity or the liquidity of the body, contains the breath. The breath contains them. You're sitting in the breath. You're bathed in the breath. See how far that perception, when you maintain it, can take you.